From Washington, this is VOA News. The nation of Yemen has gone through some major changes over the past day. The Ebola lockdown in one African country could be extended. I'm Ira Melman reporting a confusing and tumultuous day in Yemen that started in flames, ended Sunday night with the formation of a national unity government. In a written statement, the Yemeni government said President Abrahaw Mansour Hadi signed a deal at the presidential palace in Sana'a with delegates from the Shiite opposition group Asrullah, also known as the Houthi movement, and leaders of the country's major political parties. The accord calls for an immediate ceasefire, increased government transparency, and economic and security reforms. Yemeni officials estimate that more than 100 people died in a wave of Houthi-organized demonstrations that escalated into armed clashes over the past month and continued with shelling in the capital overnight. A Sierra Leone official says a three-day nationwide lockdown aimed at stopping the Ebola outbreak may be extended so health workers can finish visiting all of the nation's households. The government ordered Sierra Leone's 6 million people to stay home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so teams could go door-to-door trying to locate hidden Ebola patients and educate others on how to avoid the deadly disease. Reuters News quotes the head of Sierra Leone's Emergency Operations Center, Stephen Gaugia, saying the exercise has been a huge success, but there is a very strong possibility it will be extended. He said at least 90% of households had been visited by the health teams, and without giving numbers, he said many people had come forward to get relatives tested and to get relatives treated. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted Sunday as Turkey closed its border with northern Syria to halt a massive influx of Kurdish refugees fleeing the juggernaut of Islamic State militants. Turkey opened its border to the refugees Friday, and some reports say 100,000 Kurds have entered Turkey over the past 48 hours. Edward Uranian has more for VOA from Cairo.
Turkish security forces fired tear gas at clusters of Syrian Kurdish refugees trying to cross into Turkey. Witnesses say Turkish authorities closed their border with Syria after tens of thousands of refugees entered since Friday. Arab media reports that Islamic State militants have seized 64 Kurdish towns and villages in a major onslaught during the past several days. UN officials say 100,000 Kurdish refugees have entered Turkey. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The top military commander of NATO says he is hopeful that Saturday's agreement to create a buffer zone between Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists will calm the conflict. But he said right now the situation is not good, with Russian troops still inside Ukraine. Speaking to reporters in Lithuania after a meeting with NATO military chiefs, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove said the ceasefire signed earlier this month is in name only, citing the level of violence in recent days, which he said is as high as before the truce. Even as the new government appeared set to ease tensions, explosions rocked a munitions factory in the rebel-held city of Donetsk Saturday, with media reports identifying shelling as the cause. The blast started a fire that sent a large cloud of smoke into the air. In addition to the issue of continued strikes and clashes, negotiators have yet to address the most difficult aspect of the conflict, the future status of the rebel-held regions. Pope Francis is in Albania for his first visit to a European country outside of Italy. The leader of the world's 1 billion Roman Catholics celebrated Mass in Mother Teresa Square in Tirana, the capital, during his day-long trip Sunday. He also was set to meet with the Albanian president, Bujar Nashani, and was scheduled to visit orphans. Francis said on the plane to Albania that the tiny nation has succeeded in finding peace between different regions. Albania is a former communist state and now a model of Christian-Muslim coexistence. The revival of Catholicism in Albania is due in part to the popularity of Mother Teresa, who was born in what is now Macedonia but had Albanian origins. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.